This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Ford has a better idea.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It's been in the family for years, Ford Motor Company, that is. But yesterday, CEO Bill Ford announced he was stepping down. He thinks a top Boeing official is the best choice to lead the family company into the future. Marketplace's Bob Moon explains who the next Ford CEO will be and why.
Alan Mulally is largely credited with correcting Boeing's trouble course in recent years, and Bill Ford says that's exactly the kind of CEO he's been looking for to breathe new life into his namesake company.
I thought we could absolutely benefit from the leadership of somebody who had been through those tough times and had led a team through them successfully.
After 37 years at Boeing, Mulally resisted at first, but has become convinced he could indeed bring some better ideas to Ford.
The symbolism and the parallelism between Boeing and Ford just stood out.
Both companies have faced intense foreign competition, and the head of the Center for Automotive Research, David Cole, says there's other good experience Mulally can bring over from the aerospace industry.
There are many similarities to the auto industry. Very complex manufacturing, very complex labor relations issues, and what Boeing has gone through in the last few years is a very significant restructuring. They were in trouble a few years ago, and Alan was very much a part of that restructuring to turn the company around.
Mulally himself cites one other key qualification, saying he cares deeply about having a viable business. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Are you wincing less when you put gas in your car these days? You should be. Gas prices across the country have hit a five-month low. That's right. The average price has slid to $2.73, according to the government. The national price for unleaded is down 34 cents from a year ago, and the news gets even better. The peak summer driving season is over. Also, gas supplies right now are plentiful. That combination is fueling speculation that prices may continue to drop. Tightened security since 9/11 has led to faster and more efficient trade, that word from the World Bank. In its latest survey, it says many ports around the world operate more quickly than 5 years ago. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
Many feared after 9/11 that the U.S.-led security crackdown would throw sand in the machinery of global trade, slowing port traffic down to a trickle. In fact, according to the World Bank, the opposite has happened. It's greased the wheels of commerce. After 9/11, any country trading with the U.S. was required to inspect its cargoes more closely. And that, says Alan Beattie of the Financial Times, triggered a wave of investment in X-ray and other equipment to speed up the screening process.
They found that, in fact, that speeded up all trade through their ports as well. So it's a kind of happy byproduct of meeting American-led standards on security.
Serbia saw the most dramatic improvements, cutting the time for processing imports from 44 days to 12. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Europe is going to have to wait to get its hands on Sony's PlayStation 3. The company says it's delaying the launch for 4 months. The video game console will now be released in March, and shipments this year will be cut by half. Sony cited difficulties in getting the cutting-edge parts it needs. The company still plans to launch the PS3 in Japan on November 11th. The U.S. debut will be on November 17th. From Labor Day in an optimistic mood, as a result, the market was up yesterday. The Dow eased up 5 points at 11,469. NASDAQ climbed 12 points to 2205. This is Marketplace. A little bit of Las Vegas in China. Today, Steve Wynn opens that country's first resort-style casino. Could this be competition for Vegas? Rachel Dornhelm takes a look.
Though at least half the size, the Wynn Macau looks identical to the mogul's signature property on the Vegas Strip. The Chinese property was about $1.7 billion cheaper to build, and analysts predict it will have a higher return on investment. University of Nevada professor Bill Edington says the industry isn't worried it will draw high-rolling Asian tourists away from Las Vegas. It could even be a marketing boon.
I would actually expect to see all of the American companies participating in Macau to have very significant strategies for bringing customers across the ocean.
The Wynn Macau will soon have some familiar competition. The company Las Vegas Sands plans to open a small-scale replica of their Venetian casino next year. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas.
The boss will see you now.
Tomorrow, shareholders in New Jersey and friends will vote on a planned merger between Lucent and Alcatel. The result will be a manufacturer of telecommunications equipment worth $25 billion. Lucent is a spinoff from AT&T. It's had some ups and downs in recent years, but Lucent is also home to the famous Bell Labs. Bell's research and development has led to devices like the transistor and the laser. As part of our ongoing series, Conversations from the Corner Office, Marketplace's Kaya Rizdahl talked with the Lucent CEO, Pat Russo. They began their conversation in a museum in the lobby of a building that has been the Bell Labs headquarters for more than 50 years.
It's in this building that the transistor was invented, that cellular technology was invented. It's also in this building that we have our nanotechnology center, where we're now doing research in nano terms, which is hard to even appreciate. So what we're trying to show over the years is the inventions that have made a huge difference. It's back to the first phone all the way through the, you know, the quantum physics, the Big Bang theory. So, it's pretty impressive.
Given the downturn, though, that this company and the whole industry has had, is R&D still something that Lucent Technologies does well?
First of all, even during the downturn, we invested in fundamental research. And the reason we did was because invention and innovation are so much a part of our heritage and our history that I was influenced by that. I knew the industry would come back. We still do today. Fundamental research in physics, in mathematics, because it's relevant to what we do.
There's a bust down in the lobby. I'm sure you've seen it a million times as you walk in, of Alexander Graham Bell. Mm. It says, leave the beaten track occasionally and dive into the woods, for you are certain to see something you will have never seen before.
Right.
Is that hard to do in a day and age when the pressures on this company specifically are so intense?
It is hard to do for any company who has a long history and a culture of providing the kinds of things we've provided over time. It's very competitive. You need size and scale to be able to invest in and deliver the technologies that really enable communications as communications are evolving. You know, it's not just you want to talk to someone, you want to instant message, you want to get data, you want to download games, you want to download sports, you want to do that whether you're at home on a fixed line, whether you're in your car, whether you're on a BlackBerry, whether you're on a mobile device. You have to have a capacity to invest and a capacity to spend in order to be able to do that.
Pat Russo is the chairwoman and the CEO of Lucent Technologies. Pat, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The time, 2000.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.